The day I finally cried. I didn't cry when I learned I was the parent of a mentally handicapped child. Go ahead and cry, the doctor advised kindly. But I couldn't cry then, nor during the months that followed. We enrolled her in our neighborhood school's kindergarten at age 7. I worried that when she was the different child among 25-year-olds, it was probably the loneliest moment she had ever known. However, positive things began to happen to Christy in her school, and to her schoolmates, too. When boasting of their own accomplishments, Christy's classmates always took pains to praise her as well. Christy got all her spelling words right today. No one bothered to add that her spelling list was easier than anyone else's. During Christy's second year in school, she faced a very special experience. The big public event of the term was a competition based on a culmination of the year's music and physical education activities. Christy was way behind in both music and motor coordination. My husband and I dreaded the day as well. On the day of the program, Christy pretended to be sick. Desperately, I wanted to keep her home. Why let Christy fail in a gymnasium filled with parents, students, and teachers? What a simple solution! But I finally got her onto the bus. Just as I had forced my daughter to go to school, now I forced myself to go to the program. Then I knew why Christy had been worried. Her class was divided into relay teams. With her limp and slow, clumsy reactions, she would surely hold up her team. But as Christy's turn to participate neared, a change took place in her team. The tallest boy in the line stepped behind Christy and placed his hands on her waist. Two other boys stood a little ahead of her. The moment the player in front of Christy stepped from the sack, those two boys grabbed the sack and held it open while the tall boy lifted Christy and dropped her neatly into it. A girl in front of Christy took her hand and supported her briefly until Christy gained her balance. Then off she hopped, smiling and proud. Amid the cheers of teachers, schoolmates, and parents, I crept off by myself to thank heaven for the warm, understanding people in life who make it possible for my disabled daughter to be like her fellow human beings. Then I finally cried.